Hi everyone, 欢迎来到酒馆，在这里遇见更广阔的世界。听了这么久酒馆的节目，你还不知道酒馆也有自己的铺子吧？酒馆铺子是酒馆旗下专业的零售分支，来微信小程序搜索酒馆铺子，新人进店注册会员即可领取20元消费券。来微信小程序酒馆铺子，进店咨询客服，与酒馆共筑美好生活。我们在酒馆等你。Hi everyone and welcome back to Happy Hour. 欢迎回来酒馆。Hi Alan.
Hi Lulu. Hi everyone.
So what are we going to talk about today?
Well, have you seen what's been happening at Luck & Coffee recently?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Well, I went to get a coffee earlier today and I got a coffee with Disney's Evil Queen on it.
Oh, you mean the one from Snow White?
That's the one.
Ah.
And I'm just thinking, what does she really have to do with my coffee?
I saw it. What's funny, the Evil Queen is probably more popular right now than the actual princess. You know, actually, it's not just happening with Lucking or just happening in China. If you go to Disneyland, the Evil Queen's meet and greet line is sometimes longer than Snow White's.
Yeah, okay. That I can somewhat believe. Because it isn't really a one-off, is it?
No, it's part of a much bigger cultural shift.
Yeah.
We're seeing this everywhere. And the villains, the baddies, they got more memes, they got more merchandise, more everything.
Yeah. So the question today is, why do we love villains?
Because they're badass.
Well, yeah. Now, we should be clear. Loving a villain as a character isn't the same as supporting what they do.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you should poison your stepdaughter or that you should, you know, kind of basically make sure that she's like hidden away by little people.
Okay. We digress.
Yeah. But there is something about these characters that keeps us coming back.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah. So we'll look at the psychology behind it, the cultural shift from...simple heroes to complex villains and why brands are finally starting to realize that evil sells.
Let's get into it.
So let's start with the phenomenon. When did villains stop being just obstacles for the hero and start becoming the main draw?
Well, some people look at Darth Vader in the original Star Wars.
Ah.
So here is this character who's supposed to be pure evil.
Mm-hmm.
The mask, the choking of people using the force.
Yeah.
And people were obsessed by him. But having said that, this goes back even further for me.
Okay.
So, Richard III by Shakespeare.
Okay.
Which we talked about in our Sihui.
Yeah, we talked about in our Mingzhu Sawang, but I thought Richard III wasn't actually that evil.It's just Shakespeare made him into the ultimate villain.
Well, in the play, he was evil. And this was actually probably one of the first times the villain was made as the anti-hero. Because from the very beginning of the play, Richard is telling you exactly, ooh, look how evil I am. This is what I'm going to do. Isn't it evil? And the audience loves it.
Yeah.
Because they feel like they're being part of some...evil plan. They're not looking at it from an outsider. They feel like they're an insider.
Yeah. But that was the classical villain.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? That was pure evil. It's like not an ounce of good.
No.
Yeah. But modern day 反派 or baddie or villains, they are more nuanced. They got more layers to it.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
So look at Darth Vader.
Mm.
By the time that Star Wars got to...I don't know how many movies Star Wars have brought out now. I've lost count.
Yeah.
But by this time, we now have his backstory.
Yeah.
He wasn't just the bad guy. He was a tragic figure who had been broken, manipulated, lost everything.
Yeah. It's like whether it's we create this stuff or that was originally there but gets studied.A little bit more.
Yeah.
So now these modern day villains, they are not just a, what we call a flat character.
Yeah.
They're more of a round character. And they are flesh and blood. They've got layers. They've got backstory. They've got their own insecurities, their own need for validation. And
It's still the same character, but now there is a reason why they are like that.
Well, yeah. Look at the evil queen in the original Snow White.
Yeah.
She was jealous. She wanted to be the fairest. She sent someone to kill a teenager.
Okay.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
But in the recent films, she's got layers. You see her backstory. You see those insecurities.
Yeah.
And her need for validation. So she becomes tragic, almost.
In a way, villains feel like human.
Yeah.
With all of our flaws. While some heroes feel like polished fairy tale templates.
Well, yeah, exactly. At the heart of it, villains are complicated. They have desires, regrets, motivations that feel real to us. Heroes are just good.
Yeah.
And that's a lot less interesting.
Yeah. So they're so perfect, they're just boring.
Pretty much. That is it.
So what's going on here psychologically? Why are we so attracted to characters who are, by definition, the ones we're supposed to dislike?
Well, yeah. And there's been a lot of research in this. And psychologists have found that people who are drawn to fictional villains choose the ones that resemble themselves.
Ah.
People who share similar traits.
That's why, that explains why I like badass girl boss type villains.
Pretty much.
So, we like villains who are like us.
Yeah. But there is a catch. In real life, if you met someone with dark, unstable traits that reminded you of yourself, you probably want to keep away from them. But in fiction, it's completely different.
Why?
Well, this is what's known as a cognitive safety net or safe haven. Fiction creates a barrier between us and the character. We can identify with their darker impulses without feeling like it reflects on us. So another way of this is perhaps fiction provides us a way of engaging with the darker parts of our personality, but without making you question whether or not you are actually a good person.
So it's like safe distance.
That is it.
It's a safe exploration. You get to experience the thrill of breaking rules, be rebellious, being ambitious, or even selfish, but in a controlled environment where no one gets hurt.
Yes.
Apart from the fictional characters.
Yeah. And there's been research that shows that people with higher levels of things, traits like narcissism, were more likely to enjoy and identify with villainous characters. But that doesn't mean that only those people enjoy villains. Everyone does.
Oh, for a moment there, I thought you were calling me a narcissist.
Well, you are a narcissist. But it just suggests that personality influences how we engage with these characters.
Actually, wasn't it Carl Jung? Runge said, had a concept called the shadow self.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's part of our personality we push down, we suppress, because it doesn't really fit with how we want to be seen.
Well, yeah.
Our public image. But villains, TV villains, film villains, cartoon villains, let us explore that shadow safely.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But let's be honest. It's also about social media aesthetics, like social media trends. Villains just look badass. They look just look cooler.
Well, yeah, exactly. You have the black capes, the bold colours, the dramatic silhouettes. It's so much more interesting than the princess stuff, which feels a little bit
beige.
Beige and juvenile.
Yeah, most of the princesses, they just feel beige.
Yeah.
Probably apart from Elsa from Frozen. But then again, she was originally a villain.
Well, yeah.
It's just a cartoon version painted her in a more, I don't know, adorable light.
Well, yeah, exactly. And our own ideas of society reflect all of this as well. You know, we're looking for something that's unique. We're looking for something that's interesting.
喜欢听酒馆的音频节目？酒馆也有自己的视频号。现在每天露露都在公益直播，干货多多，欢乐多多。来微信视频号露露的英文小酒馆，一键预约所有直播。想要加入酒馆社群或者咨询课程，别忘了添加小助手哦。微信号是 luluxjg 后面一个数字1。